Gemara says on that base of the base, Shein v'regel heichak sibi. The second group of the Avos Mezikin that the Gemara mentions is Shein v'regel. We talked about Keren, now we have to discuss Shein v'regel. So where does it say Shein v'regel? V'tanya, v'shilach zeh ha-regel, v'cheinu omer m'shalchei regel ha-shor v'ha-chamor. V'bir zo ha-shein, v'cheinu omer kasher yivar ha-gol ol-atuma. Pasuk says ki yaver ish sada v'ocherem v'shilach etz v'ira ubiya b'stei acher metav sadeh metav karma yishalim. So there's a lot in that pasuk. Ki yaver ish sada v'ocherem, he sends his behema in stei chavero in chotzer ha-nizik. We know that Shein v'regel is part of b'shus ha-rabim because it has to be ubiya b'stei acher, someone else's sada. It says v'shilach and it says ubiya. So the Gemara says shilach is regel and ubiya is shein. How do I know that? From psukim, yeah, psukim in Tanakh. That implies shiluach refers to regel, mishalchi regel hashor v'hachamor. Okay. Certainly mentions regel over there. And then there's a pasuk hasher yivar hagol ol atumo. So says the Gemara, that refers to shein. How does that refer to shein? So Rashi explains, hagol ol hanu shein shepamim megula pamim mechusa. The tooth is sometimes covered and sometimes it's uncovered. So the word golol, kasher yivar hagolol, you see bier, the word bier is associated with golol, it's associated with the tooth, something that's sometimes covered and sometimes uncovered. Golol means megula. Lishnachrina, golol zeri'i, the golol refers to the manure, to the waste. Shashen neva'eres lemaichol v'nase is golol, gel le'odom, gel le'behema, glolim. Golol refers to the gololim that are produced by the shein, produced by the achila. So kasher yivar hagolol atumo refers to shein, and mishalchi regel hashor v'achamor refers to regel. So that explains why v'shilach is talking about regel and uvir is talking about shein. Amar Mar says up the Gemara v'shilach zohar regel v'chenu amar mishalchi regel hashor v'achamor. Time of the kasev rachmanu mishalchi regel hashor v'achamor halav hachi b'maymuk mislo. Sounds like the only reason why we're going to interpret the word v'shilach to be told in my regel is because we have a pasuk in Nach that implies that. But if not, then v'shilach might mean something else. What can it mean? E keren ksiv. Can't mean keren. It clearly is referring to something related to a behema. So what do we know? What other avos mezikin could relate to a behema? So we know three, keren, shein, and regel. So if it's not talking about regel, so then what's a tumah? Keren, it can't be tumah because that already it says ki igach sharish negiches bekeren. So we know the av nezek of keren. Ishein six. Shein also says ubir. So why do I need the second pasuk? Why do I need mishalchi regel hashor v'achamor to define v'shilach as regel? I know v'shilach is tumah regel because it can't refer to anything else. It's to sagda the chamina idi v'idi ashein v'had mechalia karna v'had lo mechalia karna kamash malam. If I wouldn't have had the pasuk mishalchi regel hashor v'achamor to teach me the word v'shilach is talking about the av nezek of regel, so I think maybe v'shilach and ubir are both talking about shein. They're both talking about shein, just different types of shein. Shein the mechalia karna and shein the lo mechalia karna. A shein with a keren, with a principle, with a cheftza that the animal is eating becomes completely destroyed. It's not worth anything when he finishes. And the shein the lo mechalia karna, a shein where it's not destroyed, it's not kola, kilui, it's not completely destroyed. He puts it in his mouth, he puts some saliva on it. If there is hefsid, it's not completely destroyed, it still can be used. So I would think maybe shein the mechalia karna you chayef for, but shein the lo mechalia karna you're not going to be chayef for. So I'd establish v'shilach to be talking about shein the lo mechalia karna, and maybe regel is not an avnezek. Kamashma no, v'shalchi regel hashor v'achamor, that teaches me that shiluach is referring to regel. There's a new avnezek of regel. There's a new avnezek of regel. Now that you say v'shilach is going on regel, so how do I know shein d'lo mechalia karna? We thought that v'shilach could have taught me shein d'lo mechalia karna, but now that v'shilach is teaching me regel anew avnezek, so then how do I know shein d'lo mechalia karna? Do me the regel. My regel lo shna mechalia karna v'lo shna lo mechalia karna. Av shein lo shna mechalia karna v'lo shna lo mechalia karna. Do me the regel. Since v'shilach is going on regel, v'shilach means lo mechalia karna. So if regel, the avnezek of regel applies even if it's lo mechalia karna, if the behemoth steps on something, he ruins it, but doesn't completely destroy it. So then mistama shein is the same. Shein is dumi the regel. If by regel you chayiv even by lo mechalia karna, by shein you should be chayiv even if lo mechalia karna is. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. So comes Rashi and explains the Gemara. What does Rashi say? First, let's try to understand the Psukim. Right? Let's try to understand the Jerushas of Psukim, and then we'll look deeper into Rashi and try to understand what Shem Delo Mechaya Kaina means. What does it mean, Mechaya Kaina? What does it mean, Delo Mechaya Kaina? But first, the Jerushas of the Psukim. What does Rashi say? Idi ve'idi. Right? If it wouldn't have said Meshachi Regel Hashor v'Hachamor, so I'd say V'Shilach might be talking about Shein as well, but there are Tzveidinim in Shein. So Briskevar, I think Havamina that they're Shein the Mechaya Kaina and Shein the Lo Mechaya Kaina. Idi ve'idi V'Shilach ubir Tarvayu Hashein V'Shilach osa l'chiyuve hechad lo kal yakaina. I think that V'Shilach is talking about a Shein the Lo Mechaya Kaina. What is that? So he explains, but let's leave that out for a moment. We'll get back to it. Ubir hainu hecha de mechal yakarna, de mashma ubir shemevar lagami. Ubir sounds like it's mevar lagami, destroying completely. So I think Vishilach is going on lo mechal yakarna, whatever that means. Ubir is going on shein de mechal yakarna. In fact, Rashi, the ikasha, it's very interesting. Rashi normally doesn't ask kashas, that's the realm of taisis. But every so often you find a kasha in Rashi too. The ikasha, hecha motzi lememer idi vidi ashein, hod mechal yakarna, vod lo mechal yakarna. Look, the fact that you chayev for shein the mechayev kana, that's more obvious than lo mechayev kana. If the behemoth even destroys the cheftza that he's eating, the stomach should have to pay even more so than if he doesn't destroy. So, Frak Rashi, let it say one pasuk. Let it say one word. And I'd say that that's going on shein the lo mechayev kana. Let it say vishilach. Right? And I'd say that's going on Shein de lo mechaya kaina. And it doesn't have to say ubir. Then I'd know Shein de mechaya kaina. Why do I need two psukim? The Gemara says, it sounds like I need a pasuk to tell me Vishilach is going on regel, and if I wouldn't have that pasuk, then I think Vishilach is going on Shein as well. There are two dinim and Shein. But the question is, so then why do I need ubir bechlal? If there are two dinim and Shein, let it say Vishilach. That will teach me Shein Delo Mechaya Karna, and then Kol Shkein, I'll know Shein Delo Mechaya Karna is why you're going to be Chayek, because it's Dacha Dapa Pasha. If even Shein Delo Mechaya Karna is Chayek, Kol Shkein, Shein Delo Mechaya Karna. Teretz, says Rashi, Ime Hai Kro, Hav Amina, Hai Osi Lehecha De Mechalya, Nava Lo Mechalya Lo, Hilkoch, Ika Lamei Mervadei, Idi V'Idi Hashem, Yilab Bekasa Rachman, Meshalchei Regel Hashem. Says Rashi, no, if I only would have had one Pasuk, then what would I establish that pasuk on? Shein de mechaya kaina or shein de lo mechaya kaina? Says Rashi, if I only had one pasuk talking about shein, I'd automatically establish that pasuk to be talking about shein de mechaya kaina. Because that's the more obvious situation, right? It's less of a chiddush, that you chayev for shein de mechaya kaina. More of a chiddush that you chayev for shein de lo mechaya kaina. So Zog Rashi, if I only had the pasuk v'shilach, I think that Vishilach is talking about Shein de Mechalya Karna, not Shein de Lo Mechalya Karna. So you can't have just one pasuk, you need two. Because if I only had one pasuk, I automatically would say that that's going on Shein de Lo Mechalya Karna, because that's going on Shein de Mechalya Karna, because that's less of a chiddush. I wouldn't know Shein de Lo Mechalya Karna. So that's why I need both psukim. This is Rashi. So Rashi seems to assume the reason why I need both psukim to teach me the two halachas of Shein de Mechalya Karna, Shein de Lo Mechalya Karna, is because if I only had one pasuk, I would say that that's only going on Shein the Mechalya Karna because it's less of a Chiddush. Tosus doesn't seem to learn like that. Tosus doesn't seem to learn that if I only have one Pasuk, that automatically would be going on the less of Chiddush. How do I know that? What does Tosus ask? The Hoda Mechalya Karna, the second Tosus. We'll get back to the first Tosus. But the Hoda Mechalya Karna, the Gemara later on has an idea that if the Pasuk had said only Vashilach, I think, Hecha de Sholach Shluchi, only if the Bailim actually send the Behema Yuchai, not if it goes by itself. Sholach Shluchi is Masha, the Behema is the Bailim are actually sending the Behemoth. It's like a shlichus. not literally, no shlichas to a behemoth. But the point is he's sending the behemoth, he's there. Not that he doesn't watch the behemoth appropriately, then the behemoth goes out by itself and it does damage. So it says Tosis, if I only had the pasuk v'shilach, what's Tosis asking? The same kasha as Rashi, really. Let it say v'shilach, and then I know shein d'lo mechal yikarna, and then kolshkein, I'd also know that shein d'mechal yikarna is chayev as well. So it says Tosis, maybe talk I would know shein d'lo mechal yikarna and shein d'lo mechal yikarna. But the problem is, if it only said v'shilach, I think dafka of sholach shluchim. Dafka sholach shluchim is the battle going to be chayev. If he was involved in allowing the animal to go, it's sort of like he brings the animal to the field. Not literally, but he sends the animal out. But if lo sholach shluchim, then he shouldn't be chayev. Kamash malon, no. And even if lo sholach shluchim, he's also going to be chayev for the shein of the animal. Tosus doesn't give Rashi's answer. Tosus doesn't say that if you only had one pasuk, I automatically would say that it's going on shein of mechal yikarna. Why? What's Tosus assuming? That the word v'shilach, the mashmos of the word v'shilach, is not going on shein d'mechal yikarna. Ubir is mashma mechal yikarna, destroying completely. If I only had the word v'shilach, I'd say the fact that the Torah used the word v'shilach and not ubir, that automatically would make me feel that it's going on shein d'lo mechal yikarna. Because it's going on mechal yikarna, it should have said ubir. Ubir means getting destroying completely. That's the mashmos of the word ubir. As Rashi himself says, Boshep Shad is the word ubir is shemavara lagamri, destroying completely. So that's so it's the same. Just like ubir is mashma shemavara lagamri, v'shilach is mashma not mavara lagamri. It's mashma more lo mechal yikarna. So if I only had the word v'shilach, I taka would assume that it's going on shein de mechal yikarna, and I would learn shein de mechal yikarna bekolshke. So that's not the answer to the kasha. The answer to the kasha is not if I only had one pasuk, I take the smallest chiddush. No, apparently there's a mashmos in the pasuk. V'shilach is mashma shein d'lo mechal yikarna. But if it only said v'shilach, I would say dafka shalach shulchan. So I need a beer to teach me even if lo shalach shulchan. So Tosis is not quite learning like Rashi. That's why he needed a different answer to this kasha. Because Tosis is assuming the mashmos of v'shilach really is shein d'lo mechal yikarna. Because if it's talking about shein d'lo mechal yikarna, it should have said ubir. If it's mashma, then it's mevara lagamri. Question? Yes. The machlokas Rashi and Tosis is if I only had one pasuk, if it either said ubir or v'shilach, would I automatically think that it's the lesser chiddush? Meaning, even if the pasuk had only said v'shilach, I also would think that that's shein d'mechal yikarna, where it's destroying completely. Or would I say no? The mashmos of the word v'shilach is not ubir. It's not that it's destroying completely. The mashmos is that it's some lesser type of hezek, where it's lo mechal yikarna, not destroying completely. And nevertheless, you're going to be chayev. Rashi is learning that whenever there's only one pasuk, we always take the lesser chiddush. So the reason why we're assuming that if it only had said v'shilach, I think shein d'lo mechal yikarna is if it only said v'shilach, I think shein d'lo mechal yikarna is included, is because it's the least chiddush, right? So that's the answer to this kasha. Both Rashi and Tosis ask: once I have the word v'shilach, right? Once I know the pasuk says both ubir and v'shilach, so why do I need both of them? You're telling me ubir and v'shilach are teaching me shein d'mechal yikarna, shein d'lo mechal yikarna. So let it say the lesser chiddush, and I'll know the bigger chiddush. B'kal v'chomer. Let it say v'shilach. I'll know from v'shilach that it means shein d'lo mechal yikarna, and from that I'll learn b'kolshke that even shein d'mechal yikarna is going to be chayev. So answers Rashi, I wouldn't know shein d'lo mechal yikarna from the word v'shilach. If it only said v'shilach, I'd assume that's going on shein d'lo mechal yikarna. Why? Because it's the lesser chiddush. Says Tosus, no, I would know shein d'lo mechal yikarna from v'shilach. But I need ubir for a different reason, because if it said v'shilach, even though I'll learn shein d'lo mechal yikarna b'kolshkein from v'shilach, because v'shilach, the mashmaos of v'shilach, the simple meaning of the word is shein d'lo mechal yikarna, and from that I could learn b'kolshkein that even shein d'lo mechal yikarna. But there's a problem, because if it only said v'shilach, I think dafka sholach shluchim, a zaitage issue, a side problem. In the definitions, I get all cases of shein, but there's a side problem, I think dafka sholach shluchim. That's why it needs ubir to teach me that even if lo sholach shluchim is also going to be. Yes.
What about Rashi? Does Rashi also think that the same problem of v'shilach and v'shalach shluchai also applies, or it doesn't bother?
I think Rashi says the answer is more obvious. I don't need the answer of Tosfos. I wouldn't even get to step one. Step one is, will I learn the two types of shein from v'shilach if it only said v'shilach? So Rashi says, no, I wouldn't learn the two types. Tosa says, I would be able to learn both types, b'kol shkein, but then I'd have a misimpression, right? I'd have the wrong impression that it's dafka shalosh shulchan. Comes the Rabbeinu Peretz and asks on Rashi in the hemshech of the Gemara. Rashi seems to assume that if I only had one pasuk, then I would think that that pasuk is going on mechal yekarn. So frek the Rabbeinu Peretz, what's the hemshech of the Gemara? Says the Gemara, now that Vishilach is going on Regel, Mishalchi Regel Hashor V'Achamor teaches me that Shiluach refers to Regel. So how do I know Shein L'Machayekan? I only have the word of beer. I don't have a positive to teach me Shein L'Machayekan, so how do I know that? So comes the Gemara and says, no, I know it, Dumi the Regel. If Regel is talking about L'Machayekan, so then Shane, Stam is also talking about Lo Mechal Yekarna. Do me the Regel, it's no different. If Regel is talking about Lo Mechal Yekarna, then Shane as well. How do I know Regel is only talking about Lo Mechal Yekarna? If you tell me that Mechal Yekarna is always the lesser Chiddush, it's more obvious that you should be Chayiv if Mechal Yekarna, if the behemoth through its hezek is destroying the item completely. So if one pasuk by Shane, I would always apply to Mechal Yekarna. So one pasuk by Regel, I also should apply only to Mechal Yekarn. So once we say Ubir is talking about Shein and Vishilach is talking about Regel, so the word Vishilach b'pshuto is talking about Regel the Mechal Yekarn, not Regel the Lo Mechal Yekarn. So how can the Gemara say, now that we've established Vishilach to be going on Regel, how do I know Shein the Lo Mechal Yekarn? Well, it's Dumi the Regel, because Regel is Lo Mechal Yekarn, so Shein as well. How do I know Regel the Lo Mechal Yekarn? Rashi just told you a fundamental yisod that if you only have one pasuk, I always assume it's going on Mechal Yekarna, because that's the simpler chiddush. If the animal destroys the item completely, you should be chayav for that. I don't know if you should be chayav if the animal doesn't destroy the tzvuah completely, just doesn't destroy the item that it steps on completely. So if that's true by Shein, it should be true by Regel as well. So now that we establish Vishilach is going on Regel, how taka do I know Shein de la Mechal Yekarna? I don't even know Regel the Mechal Yekarna, right? I don't even know Regel the Lo Mechal Yekarna, because I have one pasuk by Shein, one pasuk by Regel, so both are only talking about Mechal Yekarna, because according to Rashi, the first pasuk by any Av Nezek relating to the Hezek of the Behema should be Mechal Yekarna. Should be Mechal Yekarna. So how do I even know Regel the Lo Mechal Yekarna to learn from Regel to Shein? That's what I've been preparing. According to Tosis, it's not shver, because according to Tosis, Vishilach is going on Lo Mechal Yekarna, because that's the mashmos of the word Vishilach. So now that we established that Ubir is going on Shein and Vishilach is going on Regel, so by Regel, the word Vishilach means Regel Lo Mechal Yekarna, then Kol Shkein by Regel to Mechal Yekarna is going to be Chayev, and I can learn from Regel to Shein that Shein to Lo Mechal Yekarna, I'm also going to be Chayev. But Rashi doesn't learn the mashmos of the pasuk. He doesn't feel that the mashmos of the pasuk is strong enough to teach me Lo Mechal Yekarna. That's not the force that we're going to. That's not the factor that we're looking at. Right? We don't say v'shilach. The mashmos of the pasuk really is Lo Mechal Yekarna. If it only would say v'shilach, I wouldn't know Lo Mechal Yekarna automatically. I think v'shilach is going on Mechal Yekarna. Apparently, Rashi is not convinced that the mashmos of the pasuk is mashma Lo Mechal Yekarna more than Mechal Yekarna. So that's the case. Then how taka do I know Shein Lo Mechal Yekarna? What's the Gemara saying? I have the word Vishilach going on Regel, but who says that's going on Regel to Lo Mechal Yekarna? Maybe it's taka going on Regel to Mechal Yekarna. That's the Rabbeinu Peretz's kasha. Quotes the Rashi. Let it only say Vishilach. I would establish the first pasuk in something that's more similar to Shein, something that's more likely by Shein, meaning Mechal Yekarna. The kasha, the krod of Vishilach, mashma gam lo Mechal Yekarna, below Shem Yita. Frekta Rabbeinu Peretz, Vishilach is mashma, even without a yitur, without an extra pasuk, Vishilach itself is mashma lo Mechal Yekarna. midkama besamach dumi the regel my regel loshna mechaya v'chulei. Gemara says dumi the regel that ultimately how do I know shein d'la mechaya karna from regel d'la mechaya karna? But it only has one pasuk by regel. It only says v'shila by regel. So how do I know that pasuk is going on regel d'la mechaya karna? Rashi always says that if it only has one pasuk, then I think it's automatically going on mechaya karna. So doesn't it sound, Frekta Rabbeinu Peretz, doesn't it sound like the mashmaos of the pasuk v'shilach is going on l'machayi kana? Because if not, how do I know regel l'machayi kana? So how can I learn from Shem? That's Rabbeinu Peretz's kasha. And he disagrees with Rashi. That's his kasha. What's the answer to this kasha? Comes the Shizim HaKulbetzes and offers two answers to this kasha. There are two very beautiful answers. As the Kasha, he quotes the Rashi and the Peretz, and the Kasha against Rashi. It says like this. The Ein Lahakshas and Kain Ki Ka'amar Hochi Yidu Mukmina Chara Regal Nema Dafka Mechaya Karni. The Vada Ki Mukmina Nashayn Avagav Lok Sivela Vashila Chava Mukmina Dafka de Mechaya Karni. The Vashayn Mashma Tfei Kiloi Al Yidei Achila. Dr. Shita, in the first answer, there are two stages in this Gemara. One is where we're talking about Shein, and the other is we're talking about Regel. So when we're talking about Shein, the simple case of Shein is Mechalia Karin. The normal situation of Achila by the Behema is through Kilui, that he's destroying. Kilui, Kola, by Chulu Hashemayim, completed. Right, completely destroyed. Normally, the achila of a behemoth is through kilui. It doesn't put it in its mouth and not finish it up. So when we're talking about Shein, we're pilpling back and forth within the avnezik of Shein, mechaya karna, lo mechaya karna. And Rashi has this kasha, let it say v'shilach, and I'd know both mechaya karna, lo mechaya karna. So Rashi says, no. If it only had one pasuk, I'd establish it to be talking about Shein, the mechaya karna. Up the Shita, that's only talking about Shein. In the realm of Shein, the simplest case of Shein is Taka Mechalia Karna. That's the lesser Chiddush. That's the lesser Chiddush. That's the normal case of Shein. Shein the low Mechalia Karna is a bigger Chiddush because it's not the normal case of Shein. So that's why Rashi says, if I only had one post, I'd establish it to be talking about Shein the Mechalia Karna, because that's the lesser Chiddush, that's the normal case of Shein. And I would learn, and I wouldn't be able to learn Shein de lo Mechaya Karna v'kolshken. Right? If I were to establish it to be talking about Shein de lo Mechaya Karna, I could learn Mechaya Karna v'kolshken from lo Mechaya Karna. But says Rashi, no, the first pasuk by Shein would mean Mechaya Karna. Not that the mashmaos of v'shilach means Mechaya Karna, fakeh, beer means Mechaya Karna. But even though the mashmaos of v'shilach is not Mechaya Karna, if it's talking about Shein, I'd automatically establish it to be referring to Mechaya Karna. Because that's the normal case of Shein. But in the second stage of the Gemara, what are we assuming? Hashtadu kimna aregel. Now that v'shilach is going on regel, not on Shein, the normal case of regel is not necessarily kilui. Right? It's not destroying by stepping on. Sometimes the animal can step on something and it can be mafsidim. It can damage it, but it doesn't necessarily have to destroy it. It's not as much Mechaya Karna by regel as it is by Shein. In fact, the Stam Hezek of the Shita is assuming the Stam Hezek of regel is lo havi kilui. It's not going to be destroyed. Stam Hezek of regel is not destroying the item. So that's why the Gemara can say that once we establish Rishila to be going on regel and not on Shein, the Stam Hezek of regel is lo mechaya karna. So v'shilach mistam is referring to lo mechaya karna v'kolshke mechaya karna by regel. So once I know lo mechaya karna by regel, I can learn Shein from regel. Shein, the lo mechaya karna, can be learned from regel. That's the Shita's answer. That only at the stage of the Gemara that we're talking about Shein, two types of Shein, so there, if I only had one pasuk, I'd automatically establish that we're talking about Shein, the mechaya karna, not because of the mashmos of the pasuk, because it's a lesser chiddush. But what does that mean? It's not just because it's the lesser chiddush, it's because it's the normal case of Shein. It's da'ako b'hochi, that it's going to destroy the tevua through an achila of kilui, of destroying. But once we're coming around to saying that v'shilach is going on regel and not on Shein, the Stam Hezek of regel is not Mechaya Karna, it's Lo Mechaya Karna. So I can learn Hezek of regel of Lo Mechaya Karna from Mishilach, and Bekol Shkein Hezek of Mechaya Karna, And then I can learn Lo Mechai Kanav Shein from Regel. Shalom.
So, according to the answer, the Mechai Karna by Regel is more Mechidish.
By Regel, yeah.
So you can't learn it, so you can only learn from Kamal Chomer.
It's more of a Chiddish?
Yeah, if
the
Stam Hezek is
Lo Mechai Karna, but there's no question that if you're Chayev for Regel of Lo Mechai Karna, you should be Chayev for Regel of Mechai Karna, for sure. If you're Chayev for the Hezek of the animal where it doesn't destroy something completely, then Kol Shekin, if it destroys it completely, you should be Chayev. It's a Svar Pshuta. Kal Vacham. This is the Shita's first answer. Then the Shita has another answer. Very beautiful answer as well, which some of the Achronim pick up on. What is he saying? The O, the Dafka Kileka Lachad Kro Vishila, Chavim Lakmina Leibel Machalia. Havel Besamach, the Ikatre Kroi, Chad Vashem Vachad Beregel. Medishina, the Kosav Vachad Ubir, Vachad Vashilach, Hosam Mashma, Vadai Vashilach, Hafagav Lamachai Karim. What does the Shita say? There are two stages to this Gemara. When the Gemara first is talking about Shein, Rashi's Kasha by Shein, Rashi is saying, if the Torah only had said one pasuk, what would I establish that pasuk to be talking about? If it didn't say Ubir, if it only said Vishilach, so Rashi's Kasha is, let Vishilach be talking about Shein v'la Mechai Kana, and I know Mechai Kana from a Kol Shekin. But for that, Rashi says, if I only had one pasuk, I take the simplest case, the lesser chiddush. Not because Shein naturally, normally, is going to be Mechal Yekarn, but because it's a lesser chiddush that Yechayev for Mechal Yekarn, more of a chiddush is Yechayev for Lo Mechal Yekarn. So I'd establish Vishila to be talking about Mechal Yekarn. That's what Rashi says there, because he's assuming that there's only one pasuk. What's the Gemara saying at the next stage? Hashta nu kimna aregel. Now that we establish Vishila is going on regel and not on Shein, so how do I know Shein to Lo Mechal Yekarn? Says the Gemara, well, Vishilach teaches me Regel Lo Mechai Kana, so I can learn Shein from Regel. So Frekta Rabbeinu Peretz, but I don't understand, how can Vishilach teach me Lo Mechai Kana? It's only one pasuk. According to Rashi, the one pasuk teaches me the lesser Chiddush. Zok the Shita, no. At this stage of the Gemara, we're saying that we have a pasuk Ubir. There is a pasuk Ubir. There are two pasukim. One is talking about Shein and the other is talking about Regel. So now the question is, what is Vishilach going to be referring to? Is it going to be referring to Mechaya Kana or Lo Mechaya Kana? So here, once the Torah says the word Ubir by Shein, and by Regel it changes the Lashon to Vishilach, it could have used the same Lashon to teach me Regel, it could have formulated the Pasuk in a way that it would use the same word Ubir in that Pasuk, or have another Pasuk, whatever, but it could have used Ubir for Regel as well. And yet it changes its lashon, it uses the word Vishilach. So what does that teach you? If it refers to Regel as Vishilach, so that teaches you that even Lo Mechal Yekarn is going to be Chayiv by Regel. There are two psukim. But Medishina, the Kosa, Bechad Ubir, Bechad Vishilach, Mashma Vada Vishilach, Afagav Lo Mechal Yekarn. The second stage of the Gemara is assuming not that there's only going to be one pasuk. If there's only one pasuk, Rashi's taka right. We'd assume whether it's talking about Shein, whether it's talking about Regel, if there's only one pasuk, the taka would be talking about Mechal Yekarna, because that's the simplest chiddush, that of course, Yechayev if the animal's going to destroy it. Bein b'Shein, bein b'Regel. But the second part of the Gemara is assuming that it taka says Ubir to refer to Shein. But it also says Vishilach to refer to Regel. Why does it change the Lashon? Why does it change the Lashon? Let it say Ubir to refer to Regel as well. Oh, the fact that it uses a Lashon Vishilach to refer to Regel, that teaches me that even Lo Mechal Yekarn as well. So don't tell me, oh, if it only says one pasuk by Regel, I should establish that to be talking about Mechal Yekarn. No! If there are two psukim and the Torah changes its Lashon, so then Vishilach will refer to Lo Mechal Yekarn, because if not, why is the Torah changing the Lashon? So that's what the Gemara is saying. Now that Vishilach is referring to Regel, and there's a change of Lashon, so now I know even Regel Lo Mechal Yekarna, I can learn Shein Lo Mechal Yekarna from Regel Lo Mechal Yekarna. Two beautiful answers in Shita to explain Shita's Rashi. But again, it's all based on the fact that there's a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, whether one Pasuk would automatically be talking about Mechal Yekarna, or no, the Mashmos of the Pasuk has to be referring to Mechal Yekarna. Vishilach is not. The reason why we think Vishilach the shilach could be referring to lo mechaya karna is not because it's a second pasuk. If I only would have the word v'shilach, I wouldn't establish it to be talking about lo mechaya karna. No. If I would only have the word v'shilach, I would establish it to be talking about lo mechaya karna, because that's the mashmos of the pasuk, as Tosus learns. But it couldn't just say v'shilach, because then I think other things. I think that dafka shalosh shulchan. So that machlokas Rashi and Tosus is fundamental to understanding whether we follow mashmos of the pasuk. Does v'shilach refer to lo mechaya karna automatically? Or does it not refer to lo mechaya karna? That's the machlokas Rashi. Okay, that's stage one of the Gemara. Questions? Okay, now let's delve a bit more deeply into these two types of shein. Shein de mechaya karna, shein de lo mechaya karna. What does it mean, shein de lo mechaya karna? Yeah, it's such a chiddush, we don't even understand what the case is. What is the case? I keep on saying the animal puts the food into the mouth, spits it out, he's mafsid it, mazik it. It's not quite the way that Rashi learns. How's Rashi learn? Echad lo mechaya karna, de mashma, kigon she'ochla aruga v'sofo lachze v'litzmach havalokit chilof. What does it mean, shein de lo mechaya karna, says Rashi? It means that the animal ate it. The animal ate the item. He ate the tefuah. But it's osid litzmach. It's sofo lachzev litzmach. It's going to regrow. It's going to regrow, but not ketchila. It's not going to regrow exactly the same way that it was before. But since it's going to regrow, we don't look at that as mechaya karna. Mechaya karna would mean that he destroyed it and it's gone. It's nifsad lagamri. It's nisbar lagamri. Nisbar lagamri. That's what beer means. Beer chometz. Beer of perishvias, according to many, it's machlokas what beer of perishvias means. Does it mean hefker? Does it mean mevar? But if it means mevar, it's destroying it from the world, taking it out of the world. So says Rashi, shein de mechaya karna means you take it out of the world. The animal digests it. The animal eats it. It's gone, and it's not gonna, and it's not there. It's gone. It's not gonna grow back. But here it's going to grow back. The tefuah is going to grow back. He cut it before the end of the season. The animal ate it before the end of the season. It's going to grow back. But lo ketchila, it's going to grow back. But lo ketchila, so it is a hezek, it's a hefsid. But since it's going to grow back, we don't call that mechaya karna. We call it lo mechaya karna. That's how Rashi learned. What does that mean? What does that mean that it's going to grow back but not ketchila? The animal ate the tefuah, right? So why is it not going to grow back ketchila? Why is it not going to grow back? The animal ate it, so it'll grow back, so there is no hefsid. Well, what's he talking about? Well, why is that not going to grow back to Tchila? So the Achronim explained in different ways. I saw the Birkas Avram wants to suggest that what it means that it's not going to grow back to Tchila is that when a behema eats, it sort of ruins the grain. It's not a clean cut. When a behema eats with its mouth, it doesn't cut the tefuah cleanly, and so it's not going to grow back properly. If it's cut, you know, you cut it with a sickle, you cut it with a combine, so then it's a clean cut. So if it's a clean cut, then it'll continue to grow. Just like if you cut, someone cuts the hair, right? So the hair continues to grow. It's a clean cut, it's a normal cut. So you can understand, in the case of hair, it doesn't matter as much. Even if you bite your hair, it definitely will grow back, right? But the question is it going to grow back as well? But when you talk about tefuah, right, so if the animal bites at the tefuah, nibbles at the tefuah, it's going to get ruined. The tefuah, the stalk is going to get ruined. It's not going to grow back properly. That's what the Birkas Avraham wanted to suggest. Yes?
The key thing he's saying is, let's just say you have like a bush or something you
eat. A what?
A bush or something. You eat one of the fruits that are on the bush. Then that specific thing won't...
That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about tefuah. Tefuah. If the animal eats the fruit, so the fruit is gone, the fruit's not going to grow back. The fruit's not going to grow back. What, another fruit? A fruit's going to grow from a different bud. What, if the animal eats the fruit off of this bud, that bud is going to produce another fruit? Probably not. There are other places that the fruit's going to grow. That's not going to grow back. But the tefuah, if the animal bites off, you know, the top layer of the tefuah, that tefuah is going to grow back. That's what happens. That's what happens. Those who learned the Bava Basra, Gemara talks about that you can cut off the tefuah for shachas. Shachas means the fodder that you give the behema. You cut off the tefuah every 30 days. Sometimes the tefuah can continue to grow. continue to get covered up, and it continues to grow. There's a whole shy lift, there's cheskas gimel shanim, cheskas gimel achilas of peris, and then, right, so sometimes you can do that by tefillah. By a pre, if you cut off the, if you pull off the pre, it's not going to grow back from the same place. It has to grow from a different place. This is one pshat. And what does it mean that the animal is going to eat, it's going to grow back, but not ketchila? Other achronim suggest a little bit differently. They say like this. The first part of the tefuah growing is referred to as shachas. That's the tefuah that we give to the behemoth. Shachas. Why is that called shachas? Because when the tefuah starts to grow, apparently it's not as good quality. As it continues to grow in the season, it gets taller, it gets thicker, it gets better, then it becomes what we call tefuah. And if it's in the initial stages, it's a lower quality. So we don't even call it tefuah, we call it shachas. Shachas is like a low, we talk about be'er shachas, right? It's the low gehenna, right? Be'er shachas. A be'er of hashchas, of destruction. This is not destroyed, but the point is it's low. That's shachas, that's the initial stages. But then the tefuah grows more. It grows more, it thickens, it gets better. That's the tefuah. That's what we call tefuah. That's what you feed to people. Shachas, you don't feed to people. You feed to an animal in the earliest stages. So some of the achronim want to suggest that if the animal eats the tefuah when it's still at the stage of shachas, so now it's not going to, it's going to be so full lapsed over the tzmoch, it's going to regrow. It's going to regrow. Maybe a taka will turn into tefuah, but it's not going to grow as much. So like if you look at the plant, right, so the low grains, that's all shachas. But then it has to grow taller, has to thicken up. So if the tefuah is going to be cut off here, the animal eats it, then yeah, it's going to grow again. But it's only going to grow half the way, let's say. There's not enough time in the season yet. So it's going to be above shachas. It's going to thicken a little bit. It's going to grow a little bit taller than the shachas. But lo ketchila. Not the way that it would have grown if you would have left it in the shachas stage. If you left it as shachas, then it would grow into tefuah. And the tefuah is worth much more. Right? The tefuah is worth much more. So it's asid letzmoach, but not ketchila. It's not that the behemah ruins it, like the Birkas Avraham says. Right? The Birkas Avraham, so beautiful, he quotes a pasuk in Parshas Balak. Right? Balak says to Bilam, "Kilchoch hasharis yerek hasadeh." That Bnei Yisrael are coming and they're going to destroy everything. Kilchoch hasharis yerek hasadeh. What does that mean? That when a shor eats the yerek hasadeh, what happens? So Rashi explains, the shor ruins everything. Because when he eats the yerek, not only does he take the yerek, but he destroys it. It can't grow back. So that's the pshat, that it's not going to grow back ketchila because the behemoth destroys it. That's the Birkas Avraham's pshat. But the other pshat is, it's not that he destroys it, but rather, he cut it down before it could grow to its full bloom as tevuah. That's the hezek over here. It's so full, it's going to regrow, but it's not going to regrow as much. Going to regrow to shachas plus, but not to the full stage of tefuah, where you're going to get the full value of this item. That's how Rashi learned shein lo mechayekam. So because the item is going to regrow, we don't call it mechayekam because it's still there, it still exists in the world. But there is a hezek over here because you're not going to get as much from it as you would have gotten before. And Tosfos argues on Rashi. What does Tosfos say? Hadla mechaya kan apirsha kodesh shachas she'asel etzmach aval lo ketchila. The kosher effect Tosfos v'hamachaya kan shegam abaylam hen yechol amikta. So Tosfos says the obvious kasha on Rashi. That's called lo mechaya kan. I hear the karen. It looks like the karen is still here, but is the karen here? The karen's not here. The behemah ate the shachas. It did eat the tefuah. Whatever it ate is not here. So that is Mechaya Karna. What's Rashi saying? This is Lo Mechaya Karna. Rashi's fooling us here. He's saying, look, it's also Litzmach, so that's not Mechaya Karna, because the Karen is still here. It's just, it's not Ketchila, so there's a Hezek. In fact, Tosfos, what are you talking about? That's not called Mechaya Karna. It is here, but what he ate is not here. The behemah ate the Shachas, it ate the Tvoah, so that's Mechaya Karna. What's he talking about? That's not Lo Mechaya Karna. So what is Lo Mechaya Karna? Yeshlomer says Tosfos Shetinta Peres Lahana Asa. It dirty the Peres Lahana Asa. Lahana asa yeshana lezeka, the shein is always referred, is always a nezek through hana. Tinfa peres lahana asa, says Taisus, that's lo machaya karna. The behema rolls around on the peres. Right, it wants to. It enjoys the peres are cool. It's a hot outside, so the behemoth rolls around on the peres. Doesn't eat anything. It rolls around on the peres, and now it's matzah of the peres. They're not so good. You can't sell them anymore. You can feed them to your animals. You can do something with them, but you can't sell them in the marketplace. So that's Taisus. That's lo machaya karna, because the karen is doch there. The peres are there. Mikol makom kari leg lekaman letnifas peres lahana asa tolda kevin the pashtu dekra ayri ba'achila de machaya karna. The Tosis says tinfa peres lahana asa. That's the case of lo machaya karna. But he concedes the fact that later on the Gemara refers to tinfa peres lahana asa as a tolda of shame. That's the Gemara after the two dots. Tolda the shame ma'hi nischakcha b'kosa lahana asa v'tinfa peres lahana asa nischakcha b'kosa lahana asa. The animal has an itch, so it scratches itself on the wall. What happens? And the wall falls down. So the animal didn't kick over the wall, right? Lahana asa, it's nischakcha b'kosa. That's the told of shame, says the Gemara. Lahana asa, it does something and creates a hazard. Tin for peris lahana asa, also it gets the peris dirty. Says Rashi, nischakcha b'kosa lahana asa v'hibiloso. A tin for peris lahana asa, shenisgalgala alein kederech susim v'chamorim. I don't know, I never saw this, but Rashi says that's what happens. The susim v'chamorim, they sometimes roll on the peris. I think the Mefarshim say that it's comfortable because it's cooler or something. It makes makes the animal. It's not that the animal wants to have fun. I don't think that's the. I think there's a reason when it rolls on the peris. Somehow it's smooth, or the peris are wet, so it cools off from the water. Whatever. Lahana asa. That's a told of shame. So Tosfos says that later on the Gemara calls tinfa peres lahana asa told of shame. Well, what's the kash of Tosfos? What's he bothered with? Because see, we're not talking about the told of shame. We're talking about the av of shame. So the Gemara is saying, if I wouldn't have the pasuk Meshalchei Regel Hashar VeHachamor, I'd say Veshilach is referring to Shein also, the two types of Shein, the Shein the Mechayek Kan, the Shein the Lamechayek Kan. We're talking about Psukim. So it sounds from the Gemara that if it would say Ubiru and Veshilach, and I'd apply them both to Shein, I'd have two cases within the Av of Shein. So Tosfos concedes the fact that Tinfa Peres Lahana Asa, the Gemara assumes, is a tolda of Shein. It's not an av of shame. So that's probably why Rashi didn't want to learn like Tosfos. How can you say that lo machaya karna is tinfa peres lahana asa? That's not the av of shame. It's too far removed. The Gemara assumes that's the told of shame. It's not the av of shame. The Tosfos apparently feels, no, at this stage in the Gemara, we think that tinfa peres lahana asa, shame lo machaya karna, is the av. And later the Gemara says, no. The pasuk that refers to Shein as an av is ubir. That's mechaya karna. Shein delo mechaya karna is only a tolda. So don't ask me from later on. That's what Tosfos is sort of like alluding to beneath the surface. He says, I know the Gemara assumes tinfa peres lahana asa is only a tolda Shein, but that's later in the Gemara. At this stage of the Gemara, we're assuming that if I had v'shilach, then I'd even assume that Shein delo mechaya karna is part of the av of Shein, and that's tinfa peres lahana asa. What's Rashi going to do with Tosfos' kasha? Tosfos has a blistering kasha on Rashi. Hi, Rashi says Shein lo machaya karna is where the animal eats the tvua. Sofo litzmach avalo ketchila. In fact, Tosfos, that's Shein the machaya karna. That's not lo machaya karna. The bailim could have been kotzer that shachas. So you're destroying the shachas. The behemah is destroying the shachas. You'd be chayav to pay for the shachas. That's Shein the machaya karna, not lo machaya karna. Stocha pela on Rashi. So a group of Achronim want to suggest, the Sefer Birkas Avram has this too. He quotes this from Rav Leib Gurvitz, but there are others who have it as well. That in a Chanami, Rashi understood there are two types of nezek when the behema eats tevuah. Right, you're destroying the shachas that the behema is destroying the shachas that he ate, and he's also causing a hefsid because it's not going to be sofo lachzav letzmoch ketchim. Rashi knows that there is a shein de machalya karna involved in this case. There's no question that paying for the shachas would be a shame to mechalia karna. Rashi is just saying the fact that you have to pay for the tvua that's not osid lasa v'litzmoa ketchila, that is a shame to lo mechalia karna. There are two types of nezek over here. There's the nezek that the bailin now can't get hanoah from the shachas that you cut. But there's another level of nezek that it's not going to be chozev et somech ketchila, so you also have to pay for that. Right? Let's say the animal ate the shachas when it's low. Right? Let's say the animal ate the shachas when it's low. So now it's not going to be somech ketchila. It's not going to grow upon. Right? So of course you have to pay for the shachas that the animal ate. Right? Of course you have to pay for that. But you also have to pay for the rest of it. Right, this is lo mechalia karna, and this is mechalia karna. Rashi just wants to give a case of lo mechalia karna. He's not saying that this case where the behema was achla shachas, there is no shein to mechalia karna in this case. Avada, there's a shein to mechalia karna. But in this situation, there's even a shein to lo mechalia karna. Why do I call it lo mechalia karna? Because that wasn't here. That's not destroyed from the world. That is gonna grow, right? But if the animal, If the tefuah is only going to grow up to here, let's say, the tefuah is only going to grow up to there, so then you got to pay the amount that you're mafsid, this amount. It could have grown all the way to the top, but it's only going to grow up to this lower amount. So that's what you're going to have to pay. Right? That's a shein d'lo mechalia karna. That's a shein d'lo mechalia karna. Avada, there is a mechaya karna here, but you're going to have to pay even for a shein de lo mechaya karna. For a shein that you're not eating up. Yeah.
In this case, would Rashi say that you only have to pay the difference, or you also have to pay the shachas?
No, why should you have to pay the shachas? If it's going to grow back, it's not a problem. But there is a shein de mechalia karna in the case. It happens to be you're only going to pay the difference because the shachas is going to grow back, right? But that is a mechalia karna. There's no question. There is a hezek of mechalia karna. There is a hezek of mechalia karna. The bailim could have cut it at shachas, right? Bailim could have cut it at shachas. Yeah. Bailim could have cut it at the stage of shachas. Yes.
Is it mechalel karna worse because now it's not growing back at all and now you're missing out on the whole thing?
Why is it not going to grow back?
But that was the whole
time. Rashi says it is going to grow back, but not completely.
That's
a
low mechalel karna.
Right.
Saying
is
it
mechalia
karna worse because it's not growing back at all?
You're not,
you didn't throw it,
which you have
to pay for
it.
Now it's not going back at all, so now there's no
tool
growing at all.
No. I'm saying that in this situation, there is a shein de mechalia karna. What does Taisa say? It is mechalia karna because the bailim could have been kotzer shachas. They could have cut it off when it was shachas. Could have cut it off when it's shachas. So there is a shein de mechalia karna. So come the Achronim and say, Rashi agrees there's a shein de mechalia karna. There's also a shein de lo mechalia karna. Because it's not going to grow back at chila. No, let's take the Birkas Avraham's pshat. Let's work through the Birkas Avraham's pshat. What does he say? He says lo mechalia karna means that the animal, because it cuts off the tefuah with its mouth, it's not going to be as good. The growth is not going to be as good. Right? The growth is not going to be as good. So let's assume like this, right? This was shachas. It was something growing for shachas. So now the animal, is going to cut off a certain amount, this amount. That's Mechal Yekarim. So let's assume it's gonna grow further. It would have grown to the same amount, let's say. But now it's gonna be shriveled. It's not gonna be as good quality. It's not gonna be as good quality what's gonna grow later. Right? So there's a hefsid. This would have been worth, the bottom part, let's say, is worth $50. And the top part would have been worth $50. So now it's only gonna be worth $30. So Rashi could hold like this. That there's a shame the Mechal Yekarim here, and there's a shame the low Mechal Yekarim too. The shame the Mechal Yekarim is that the animal cut it down, so you lost 50, because it was worth 50 before. Okay, let's assume the Shachas is not worth as much as the rest, right? So let's assume this is worth 40, right? So the shame the Mechal Yekarim, that's what you cut, that's the Shachas. That's the Shachas. And the Bailim could have cut it down. Bailim could have cut that shachas down themselves. Now they don't have the opportunity to cut the shachas down themselves. But there's also a hezek of lo mechal yekarna, because what's going to grow back is not going to be as good because you cut the shachas down. That's the shame of lo mechal yekarna. Okay? Does that make sense? Right. So you're paying for the shame of mechal yekarna. You got to pay the 40. You got to pay the 40. Right? You got to pay the 40. But then you also have to pay what? It's going to grow back, but not ketchila. You cut it all down. It's going to grow back, but not ketchila. So aside from paying for the 40, you also have to pay for the loss that you're not going to gain as much from the second growth. So there really are two types of nezek according to this chapter. That's Rashi. Okay, is that better, Yoni? Make sense to you? This is one chapter. That's Rashi. Comes the Gilyan Alphys. Gilyan Alphys is a parish at the end of the Mordechai, at least in the old Gemaras. I know in the new Gemaras it's somewhere else. The Bramaschel was a little bit different. It's there. It's on this Rashi. The Gilyan Alphys says that. Let's see it inside. Let's see what he says. I think by you it's before the Mordechai. Ha'olam Mefarshim, the Velt, the Yeshiva Shevelt explains, or he says Yeshiva Shevelt. The Velt explains the Lakakos of Rashi of Alok Yitchila, Mishum Dimhaya Chosu Vitzomeach Mo Betchila Enkan Hezeklam. He says, someone will explain that why does Rashi write that Lomachay Karna is it's Osid Lachs of Vitzomeach but not Yitchila? It has to be not Yitchila, because if it would be Chosu Vitzomeach Yitchila, then what Hezek did you do? The Behema ate it, but it's gonna grow back. So what Hezek did you do? So Zok the Gilyan Alphys, that's ridiculous. Lanius Daiti Beemes Zetos. Is an absolute mistake. V'dayini d'shveila hachidayinu. Low dayonim judge that way. She yepoter b'chayagavna milashalim. That she should be poter in such a case. The pshita shechayav l'shalim lo kol mashal yeshove ha aruga. Avo b'shetarse v'tizma ketchila. Do gam balabayis ba'atma yoch ha'liktzer ha asavim v'nimtza shehivsido kol mashal tzomach ha aruga mitamze b'pamze. The Gilyan Alphys basically asks, Tos is Kasha and Rashi. How can you tell me that if it's Chosev, if it will be Chosev, it's Omer Ketchila, then you're not going to be Chayav to pay? Of course you have to pay. The Bailim could have been Kotze the Shachas right now, and you're preventing them from being Kotze. You take that gain away from them. The Behema ate the Tvur. Even if it's going to grow back to the same height, but the reality is, the Bailim could have gained from their own Tzira. Now they can't be kotzer it because the behema is going to cut it. Apparently, he's assuming. I'm not a farmer, but apparently, when the tefillah grows, you can cut it down, and then it will grow to the same level. How's that possible? But if it already had grown to a level, because apparently as the tefillah grows, it sort of slows down. So the first growth, it like shoots up, and then it sort of slows down. It doesn't continue to grow at the same pace. So that's why you can cut it when it's still shachas. It will still grow to the same level. But the fact is, you're being mafsid the bailim in what you, in the fact that in the behemoth's eating, the behemoth's eating prevents the bailim from cutting it. So how can you say that if it would grow ketchila, there is no hefsid? If it doesn't grow ketchila, I understand there is a kind of hezek over here. If it would grow ketchila, there's no hefsid at all. What do you mean there's no hefsid? Of course there's a hefsid. The bailim could have cut it at the lower stage, and then it would have grown back to ketchila, but you prevented them from cutting it at the lower stage. So it says the Gilyan Alpha skipping a little bit. And I gave you two portions of the Gilyan Alpha, skipping a little bit. L'chein nira l'anios daitis. I think it's the new paragraph for you. D'lekachol chachrashi l'farish avalo ketchila. V'shem shimhoya chozev et tomeh ketchila imkein havalei mechalia karna mamish. Avada, if it would be chozev et tomeh ketchila, this is mechalia karna mamish. And avada, you'd have to pay the violence. Because the fact that the behema ate it at the lower stage, now you preempted the bailim, you prevented the bailim from cutting the shachas at the lower stage and feeding it to their own animal. That's how the Gilyan Alphas is learning. That everyone would have been kotzer the tefuah b'shachas. The bailim do this. They cut the tefuah grows a little bit, then they cut it for their animal, and then it grows to exactly the same height it's supposed to be. But they gained that ktsira that they have for the animal. So if that's what you're talking about, that it's chozev, it's mech, ketchila avada, you're going to be chayav. That's shein demechaya karna mamish. So what's the case? Im kein havalei mechaya karna mamish, kevin shilatvua leka hezek klal. Amayka mechayav is leila mazik lishlumei, rak avur ashacha sh'ochle behemtom. If the tvua itself is going to grow to the exact same level it would have grown, you're not being mechayev, the owner of the behema, for the actual tvua. It's going to be exactly the same as it would have been before. The problem is the bailam lost the opportunity to cut it when it's shachas to feed the shachas to their behema. That's shein the mechayev karna mamish, says the Gilyan Alphas. That's what Rashi says. No, it's not going to grow like it was in the beginning. In kain efsha lechayvo lemazik ashachas. In kain efsha lechayvo lemazik ashachas. You can't be mechayv the mazik for the shachas. Jaya balasa the kotzer. Kevin shehu lo haya kotzer shelo yekalkel hatvua. Beno chayv rak al zeh sheyisris vekilkel hatvua shelo tia tova kolkach. Zeh havi lemachay karna. How's the Gilyan Alphas learning? He's learning that It's not a function of the behema eating the tefua. That like the Birkas Avram says, if the behema eats the tefua, it ruins it. No. It's that if you cut the shachas at a lower level, we're talking about a situation, if you cut the shachas at a lower level, it's not going to grow as well at the end. To get it to that good stage at the end, you have to let it go. If you cut it down, so then it has to start all over again. It's not going to reach the stage. It's not going to be as good if you cut it down. So if it's not going to be as good if you cut it down, then no one would cut it down to tchila. If it's going to reach the same level, it'll be just as good even if you cut it down, then the bailim would have cut it themselves. So now that the behem is cutting it when it's still shachas, you prevented, you made the bailim lose their opportunity to cut it when it's shachas to feed it to the behem. That's shame to mechaya kind of mamish. We're talking about a situation where no one would cut it when it's shachas. Because if you cut it when it's shachas, it's not going to grow up and be as good as it would have been. So you can't be mechayev the bal habehema for the ksira of mechalia, kind of the ksira of shachas. Because even the bailim wouldn't cut their tefua at that stage. What's the only thing that you can be mechayev the owner of the behema for? The hefsit that it's not going to be as good as it would have been. If it would have been worth $100 and now it's only going to be worth $90 because it's not going to grow as well. It's not going to grow as well because now that it's starting from the bottom, not that the behemoth ruined the tour, but now that it's starting from the beginning, it's not going to grow as well. So that hefsid that it's not going to reach the $100 level, it's going to only be $90. That's what he has to pay. That's not the loma chayakana. Because the tour is there, but it's not going to be worth as much. So that's the case that Rashi is giving that's called lo mechayekan and not mechayekan. Yes?
Is it possible that Tosfos is just not reading Rashi correctly? That Rashi is not saying anything about Shachas?
Tosfos is not reading Rashi correctly? I don't understand. Rashi says that the behema is eating it when it's not grown fully. So that just means it's eating it at the Shachas stage. You're saying it's Shachas plus, it's already not Shachas, it's already Tvua? That's what you want to suggest with that Rashi?
Meaning it's not growing back, just kind of like the Brahman said, just because the animal grows with it. So sometimes it grows back, sometimes it doesn't grow back. It doesn't grow back, then it's Mechayekana.
No, but if it doesn't grow back, it's Mechayekana. Rashi is saying it's going to grow back, but not Ketchila. It's going to grow back, but not Ketchila. So the question is, why does Rashi assume that this is only Shein Delo Mechayekana? So according to the first Pshat, the Pshat of the Achronim, there really are two types of Nezek, according to Rashi. Right? The Achronim explained that there are two types of Nezek, according to Rashi. There's a Shein the Mechayekana, because Yitaka cut it when it Shachas, and the Bailam would have cut it then, and Yitaka going to be Chayim for that. But there's also a Shein Delo Mechayekana, because the Tvua is going to grow back, but not it's not going to be worth as much. So that's what Rashi's picking up on, that's also a shein d'lo mechayekana, which you're going to have to pay. You have to pay for the shein d'lo mechayekana, that's the shachas that you cut off, that the Bailam would have cut. But you also have to pay for the shein d'lo mechayekana, the loss of value in the tefuah that's not going to grow as much as it would have grown before. Comes the Gilyan Alphas and says, no, there is no shein d'lo mechayekana over here. If the Bailam would have cut it, then avada, you're going to have to pay for this tefuah that the Bible would have cut. That's not what we're talking about over here. We're talking about a situation where if you cut it now, it's not going to grow as well as it would have grown, so the Bible wouldn't have cut it. So if the Bible wouldn't have cut it, there is no shame to Mechal Yekarn over here, because you're not causing a loss for the Bible. What's the only loss that you're causing? Since it's not going to grow Ketchila, it's not going to grow as well as it would have grown before, then even though the Bailam would never have cut it at Shachas, and you're not causing them that hefsid because they wouldn't have had the opportunity to use the Tzvua at that stage, but you are causing them the hefsid that it's not going to be worth as much as it would have been worth had the behemoth let it grow to its final stage. Okay, so these are the two approaches that the Achronim have with Das Rashi. It's a tough Rashi. Right? It's not the simple Pshat Rashi, but the reason why Rashi was compelled to learn this way is because he feels that Tosfos Pshat is not within the Av Nezek of Shein. That's why Rashi had to figure out what does Shein D'lo Mechayekana mean. It must be that you are eating the Tvua, but somehow you're not destroying it completely. There's some kind of Hezek that you're doing, even though the Tvua actually is gonna still be.